Hey, well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the, it used to be the Austin Brower Show today. I'll be running solo for a little bit. Ted's out of town right now. He's traveling, so I'll be doing this show for you guys. Got a lot of health news and research bringing to you the latest and greatest, so hope you guys are ready for a great show. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy, as always, and hope you're having a good weekend as well. I had a fantastic time. It was my son's actual 8th birthday over the weekend, so we had a lot of friends over, family over, and he had a good time, and got some of those bounce houses, so we had a blast, and it was a good time. So hope you guys are having a fantastic week, and you guys are ready to get some information rolling and stay updated on everything that's going on, and be sure to check out the product of the week, the thyroid support formula that's on sale right now for over 12% off. I talked to you guys about it in detail last week on the different ingredients. There's also an article that my brother wrote on here titled The Thyroid Harmony. Really good article if you want to learn more about it. It also contains the Icelandic kelp iodine, which is really, really good for overall thyroid. I also talked about that last week as well. So lots of information we got going out today, and be sure to check that out on Product of the Week, and also vote for what you want to see win later on Wednesday. This Wednesday changes Product of the Week. You guys know every single Wednesday it changes. And, of course, one of the main ones you guys are voting on, it's winning by a massive landslide, surprise, surprise, is the one and only magnesium brain food, which is the magnesium thionate, one of the only forms of magnesium that's ever been shown to actually pass through the blood-brain barrier in animal studies, which is one of the reasons why it's such an effective formula and why it's so popular. So, again, be sure to check these products out and along the thyroid support on sale for Product of the Week at healthmasters.com. And one of the first articles I saw today, and this was very interesting because there was a bombshell revelation in Helsinki, Finland, in a courtroom now with a lawsuit that basically is being brought on to the WHO. And a Dr. Hannah Nohynek, probably butchered that, but oh well, testified that the WHO, the World Health Organization, knew that the COVID-19 shot was ineffective but still pushed it to the general population. He said that WHO used the vaccine passport to force public into complying with the vaccination agenda despite knowing the injection was ineffective against COVID. Now, we talked about in detail with Ironic, the clown show, just the continual ongoing onslaught of fake news propaganda that kept telling everybody every single month, the shot's safe and effective. It works. It's 95% effective. Then it came out a week later. It's 89% effective. Then it came out another week. It was 75% effective. And it dwindled down until the media just kind of stopped talking about it. We're not gonna bring this up anymore. It's safe. Get your shot. Shut up, peasants. Well, the crazy part about this now is this doctor went on to hear. He said that basically he testified in court that she advised the WHO that the vaccine passports were not needed. She was ignored, she said, despite explaining that the COVID shots were essentially fake because they didn't stop viral transmission. This is the giant sham that I made jokes about for years during COVID when they said it doesn't stop you from catching COVID and it doesn't stop you from spreading COVID. Yet it's a vaccine, and by definition, that does not fall into that category at all. But yet they kept telling everybody that's exactly what it was when it was not. She went on to say here that she warned that the passports and vaccines were simply a false sense of security. And in my opinion, it was way more than that. It was more of a power struggle because, as we saw, the government was not concerned about your safety or health whatsoever. And during her testimony, she revealed that the WHO and the Finnish Institute for Health knew by the summer of 2021 that the COVID RNA shots were completely ineffective against viral transmission, meaning spreading the virus. She said the United Nations Health Agency knew the injection would not stop the spread of COVID after rolling the vaccine out, but continued to push them despite public safety as far as with this risky shot. She wants to say here, during the same time in 2021, the WHO said it was working to create an international trusted framework for safe travel. Meanwhile, the European member states began rolling out COVID passports as well. And you guys remember, if you take a step back into 2021, when everything started to get kind of weird, like everything started to roll out with a shot, everything started to be telling everybody how you have to have this COVID passport, this vaccine card that shows you've been having your injection, so you're allowed to travel safely, even though the virus or even though the COVID shot didn't stop transmission or protect you from it, it was the new mandate. The EU digital COVID certificate regulation was passed in July 2021, and more than 2.3 billion certificates were later issued worldwide as far as with COVID certificates. Visitors to France were banned if they did not have a valid vaccine passport, which citizens had to carry to buy food and use public transportation. You remember all this. It got insane. You know, a lot of times people want to forget this and pretend like the government didn't actually do what they did. The EU's vaccine passport had become so redundant and so useless that finally it ended up being dropped. However, she said that previously reported the EU collaborated with World Economic Forum to run a digital ID that basically later on morphed into what we've seen now, where they want to start bringing this back with the vaccination status. And so essentially this doctor advised that this vaccine passport should be stopped. She argued that forcing the public to take an RNA shot that's completely experimental, that was ineffective against COVID-19, and then making prove their vaccination status after they got it made no sense. Now, I've got to change one thing what she says here, in my opinion. It made perfect sense. If you're trying to force a population into doing something against their will and you want them to consent and taking an experimental injection against their will, that's one of the most effective ways to do it. And clearly they did it. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine last night and I was asking him, and we were kind of discussing why in the world have people become so complacent with a lot of stuff, how they just will blindly just go, okay, you know what, it doesn't matter. That's what I'm told. That's what I have to believe. That's the narrative. And again, I think a lot of it was turned into is this normalcy bias and also kind of this Stockholm syndrome post-COVID-19 world, because people got beat down so much mentally with that time frame that a lot of times now I think people have reached a point where they're just like, I don't want any conflict. I don't want to deal with it. I'm just going to go along to get along with it. And in reality, that is the absolute worst possible thing you can do, especially when you're dealing with a rogue government. Another article here, too, is going into detail talking about how the COVID pandemic made the rich even richer. And wait till you see what the WHO is planning next. And this is funny. It's the start of this now. I'm not going to read this whole article because it's a long article. But it's actually very interesting. It said, sit back and pretend morals and ethics are redundant and useless. This is funny. They said, then imagine an infallible, risk-free business scheme in which you get to create the market, decide the product, manage its regulation, and then have the power to confine people to their home and remove their incomes until they submit to buying it. Cue COVID-19 shot. And then you cannot be sued or taken to court if it all goes wrong. No legitimate government would allow this within their borders. Only a totalitarian government would. And it goes into detail how now the World Health Organization is so obsessed with this pandemic now, this disease X that they're talking about, that they're spending enormous amount of money of their funding to try to, you know, ballpark and, you know, scheme to see what this next COVID-19, or should I say disease X, is going to carry. And it's ironic because it says here, it said if essentially the WHO was more concerned about making sure people maintained overall health, looking at what the food supply has done to the general population of health, that's a big one, and actually talk to people about proper sanitation and other aspects, maybe that would be a better thing to do instead of trying to war game disease X scenarios about how the next pandemic is going to be here very shortly. Again, that's because you know for a fact they want to bring this out so they can bring in more control and bring in more aspects of regulation into everyone's lives. I was watching an article here earlier, and it was talking about how 86 House Republicans voted for warrantless surveillance of Americans over the week, over on Friday. It said 86 House Republicans on Friday voted against the amendment to require a warrant for surveillance of American communications. This was crazy. There was proposed an amendment to the Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act, the RISA, a bill that would reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. Section 702 is a law that's meant to target foreign adversaries, but also surveils Americans' private communications without a warrant. The amendment tied at 212 to 212 in the House. A tie in the House means the measure fails. Although the amendment did not receive support from the majority of Republicans, 86 House Republicans failed to support the proposal. The amendment did receive support from the majority of Americans. 86 of them failed to support the proposal. There's only one reason why you would not want this amendment in there, is because somebody's telling you you're not voting for it, period. Any American, completely and totally, if you do any type of research, you look at all the aspects when they start doing polls and they start asking people, Americans don't want to be spied on 24/7 without warrants for no reason, because it's for your safety and protection. The warrant requirement is overwhelmingly backed by American. A U government poll commissioned by FreedomWorks found that almost 80% of Americans support a warrant requirement. Only one of the House Republicans' leaders voted with the majority of the House Republican conference on warrant requirements. And this, again, kind of shows you how this rogue element that we're dealing with now is starting to get very squirrely. And again, this is one of the reasons why the republic was designed to be built the way it was, with a government by the people, for the people. The problem is now when you start having individuals that essentially do whatever they want because they're told to do what they want, because essentially maybe blackmail, maybe bribing, who knows? This is another reason why it's so important to make sure you know who you're voting for. Also, too, in other news, this is crazy. Another article came out again about in Australia. You guys have seen this now. So there was a massive stabbing. This guy went on a stabbing spree at a shopping mall in Sydney, and six people were killed. That's how bad they were knifed. And essentially, the suspect was shot dead by law enforcement. Ironically, as you guys know, Australia is a complete anti-gun state. They did a massive firearm reform back in the 90s and essentially told everyone they had to give up all their firearms for, well, you know, it was again for their safety and protection. Because, of course, the government always wants to disarm you for your safety. And so, again, six people killed. My condolences to the family. But then right on the heels of that, a video that ended up going live stream was very graphic, right in the middle of basically a service, a Jewish service. A priest was sitting there at the top and got stabbed. Another multiple people, again, were severely injured. And there's another stabbing at this church, excuse me. And so what's crazy about this now, that was the Bishop of Christ, the Good Shepherd Church. And this is something, again, what happens when you start seeing individuals where they're not allowed to defend themselves. They essentially have that mindset that they're given that they're peasants and they have to ask for permission to do everything. One of the major factors, one of the most important factors of having the ability to defend yourself is having that self-sufficiency, realizing that nobody is there to save you. You're on your own. If it is to be, it's up to you. I was talking to a bunch of my buddies that were at the birthday party on Saturday, and we were discussing kind of some combative stuff and training and exercising. And I said, you know, the thing that's strange is, I said, so many people now have this mindless concept that essentially their security, their protection is not their responsibility, that somehow we're going to hand that security and those rights over to a rogue government that absolutely hates you, and you're somehow going to be blissfully protected because, well, they're here to save you. It's science, guys. You know, if they're telling you they're for your protection, well, it's for your protection. Don't question the narrative. You give up your guns and we'll save you. If anything was learned from COVID, it's the fact that government does not like you. They don't care about you. They're not there to protect you. And the last thing they're going to do is save you. Hence why they wanted everybody to take an experimental RNA shot that they knew was causing dozens and dozens of side effects in the test subjects, with only a 90-day trial to see how safe and effective that shot was. That's the same government that wants to disarm you. So just think about that next time you hear rhetoric from these individuals that tell you it's for your safety and protection to essentially be disarmed. Over on Friday, I went and I saw with a couple of buddies Friday night. So I wanted to see it. It was very, very interesting movie. I saw a new Civil War movie. So I kind of wanted to watch it and kind of have a open perspective on what a lot of stuff is portraying. I'm not going to tell you all stuff on it. I know a lot of people are going to see it. It's got some graphic scenes in it. It definitely shows a lot of the changes in humanity when civilization breaks down. Had a lot of some underlying stuff in it that was kind of interesting. Some other stuff it kind of pushed that was real, I guess you could say, you know, subliminal. And again, one of the crazy parts about it, though, is that it showed you again how when things start to break down, the people that actually have the ability to defend themselves are the only ones that defend themselves, because the government is not there to protect you at all. And essentially it followed individuals that were press that were trying to go to Washington, D.C. to cover the Civil War and essentially the fall of the U.S. government. Very, very wild movie, but again, a lot of predictive programming, I think, a lot of stuff they put in there to try to tell people what's going to happen on certain aspects, and also to kind of encourage some of these certain things to occur. So again, if you watch it, make sure you all watch it with an open mind, because there's definitely some very strange things in it. Also, too, this is another strange incident down here in Florida. And I watched this video, and I'm going to post the video because this is an odd scenario. A Florida woman essentially was found after being brutally carjacked and abducted in broad daylight. The police found her bodies burnt at a construction site hours later. She was dead, obviously, and my condolences to the family. Her name was Catherine, and she was in a Dodge Durango at an intersection on April 11th when a car pulled up behind her. And the guy gets out of the car behind her. He's got a driver with him. And he's got a ski mask on. He walks up to her window. This is at an intersection, dude, at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's got apparently a Glock 10 millimeter. And he puts it up to the window. She unlocks the door, lets him get into the back seat with a firearm. They drive off to crime scene number two. She's brutally murdered. They found 10 shell cases at the doggone construction site with her body burned. Now, I don't know if there's more to this story as far as if they had some type of background or he knew her. This seems a bit odd that this would have happened for just no reason whatsoever. I don't know. I don't know what she was involved in. I'm not speculating at all. Again, my condolences to the family. This is a horrific incident. The strange part about it was, though, there was somebody that recorded the whole incident with the guy getting out of the car, walking up to her window with the gun, pointing at the window, getting in the back seat, and then driving off. And apparently it was a husband and wife. They recorded the video, and they later notified law enforcement. But the strange part about it was they didn't even follow her. And I mean, I'll just be completely honest with you. If I'm sitting in an intersection and a car in front of me gets out and a guy's carrying a firearm, I'm probably going to handle the situation a couple different ways. I'm not going to go into detail on that. It's going to be based on how and what's happening in the current time frame, especially if I have kids with me and so forth. But one thing I would do, especially if I saw something that strange, I would probably at least follow them until law enforcement arrived and basically say, dude, this guy's got to have a car with a firearm, carjack this lady. I need dispatch immediately. Here's a tag number. Here's what's going on. That didn't happen. So, again, very strange situation here. But, again, one of the main takeaways on this as well, and I always tell this to men and women alike, if you're at a stoplight, laws be darned if something happens like that. If you could safely get out of the intersection, run the light, get out of the way. Do not sit there and continue to engage somebody. And do not, under any circumstances, unlock your door, period. You already know where the situation's going to go. If they're going to shoot at you, if you're going to have a gunfight in broad daylight at an intersection. Don't let them in the car because you obviously know where it's going to go, and it went to crime scene number two. So I'm going to post that video on there. Like I said, again, my condolences to the family because that was the whole situation was really rough. Again, that's why I continue to tell people, use situational awareness. Talk to your young kids about this as well when they start driving. You know, show them certain videos like the old show. I'm sure there's newer ones now, almost Strong Against Crime, and it talks about that, crime scene number one, crime scene number two, and it talks about if you are carjacked and somebody gets into the vehicle with you, one of the best options to do is to wreck the vehicle, make the vehicle inoperable, period. If it's already to that point and you have no other options left, the worst possible thing to do is to sit there and drive around. More than likely, the perpetrator is not going to have their seatbelt on. You make sure you have your seatbelt on, and you run into something. Potentially, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt really bad. Airbag is going to save you, though, if you're in the front seat. And make sure that crime scene stays at that crime scene at that point and that perpetrator essentially there at the accident scene with a disabled vehicle. Because these situations like this are horrific. They're sad. And, again, another reason, too, why it's so important to talk to your kids about this and make sure they understand. Because the problem with it is you don't want to think about this scenario as the first time ever when it's happening. You and have already wargamed this idea and thought about it and said, okay, listen, this is a strange incident. This is not good. I kind of know what to do here. This is something I need to handle appropriately. I know how to handle it. But again, don't have it the first time you ever think about this or you talk about it is when the situation is happening. That's something that's really, really important. Also, too, this is another article here, and I'm going to go into this here in detail, and it's talking about how Americans' infant mortality rate is increasing for the first time in 20 years. They said infants are dying in the U.S. more than in the last two decades, according to data from the National Center for Health Statistics. The U.S. provisional infant mortality rate rose 3% from 2021 to 2022, the first increase since 2001. They said infant mortality in the U.S. has reached a height that we have never seen before in almost two decades. The researchers also found that 2020 infant mortality rate in the U.S. was the highest of all countries analyzed. If in the U.S., life expectancy is 3 to 5 years lower than any other high-income country, despite higher healthcare spending. Oh, boy. Okay, so we've talked about this in detail here, and there's always a million-dollar question that I ask people that are huge proponents for the medical-industrial complex, and my question is always this. Why is it that we spend more money on drugs than any other country in the world? Why is it that we have higher spending in healthcare than any other country in the world? Why is it that we have some of the most advanced medical equipment and some of the most advanced doctors and physicians and nurses in the entire world, yet we have such an unbelievably high death rate among children and among adults, and we have one of the sickest rates and one of the highest rates of cancer than any other country in the entire world. Well, the answer is very easy. We're no longer here to actually help people get healthier as far as from a medical standpoint. We're here to manage people's diseases that essentially in most cases were created by Big Agra and other chemical companies and manage them to get as much money as they can out of them. And essentially, it's a business model. You got to think about it. If your overall goal isn't to help people, it's to make money. You don't care about overall health. You don't care about truth. You don't care about getting people sharper and smarter and wiser and stronger. You care about making obscene amounts of money. Why in the world would you want to encourage people to be healthy? You wouldn't, because healthy people don't have to go to the doctor. Healthy people don't have to go on pharmaceutical drugs. Healthy people don't have to sit there and constantly go on the merry-go-round of in and out of the pediatric office every single month to get routine checkups on their child so the pediatrician can tell them it's time for their child to get their next booster shot of whatever new vaccines rolled out that they tell you is safe and effective. Let me tell you one thing, guys, and this is something that's really, really important. I've said this so many times when it comes to children. Your children's health is your responsibility, not doctors, not pediatricians. It's your responsibility. It is your responsibility to do your own research. It is your responsibility to understand how your child's body is supposed to operate and how it's supposed to function properly. Please, by all means, stop deferring that responsibility onto other people. That's the reason we're in what we're in right now, is because so many parents have continually deferred that and said, not my fault, not my problem. My kid's got this and this and this and this. I'm just taking the doctor to tell the doctor to fix it. Maybe you start looking at some of the problems that are arising and what the symptoms are from specific problems. You know, I talked to a friend of mine the other day, and they were talking about how one of the kids they had was having a severe issue with eczema. Kid's like 2 years old. I said, that's a pretty easy fix as far as for a young kid. I said, A, get off any high inflammatory foods, like sugars and cereals and stuff like that, because that feeds eczema, inflammation causer. And on top of that, make sure you're throwing in omega-3 fats, the cod liver oil, the children's cod liver oil, the DHA, whether you want to do the soft gels or the liquid. That is crucial. And you can also throw in the ultimate multiple, because one thing about it is, and I've talked about this before, and another thing you can use, now in infants, it's not something that I would recommend because it's a strong formula, but as far as with teenagers, the GHI cleanse is another one that I've talked about repeatedly. It's really, really good for detoxifying the body. I talked about it last week about kids and acne and everything with hormones and diet and detoxing the system, because the skin's the largest eliminated organ in the body. So the body's showing you, I have a problem. There's an issue. We're having skin eruptions. We're having eczema. We're having an issue. I need something internally. That's the problem with a lot of eczema drugs, is they're always topical in most cases, or they give you some new pharmaceutical pill to fix it. Omega-3 fats are crucial to the body. And the problem with it is majority of parents, majority of family in general, they're massively deficient in omega-3 fats now, because essentially you're not getting them in the diet. The wild caught fish that we eat now is in short supply as far as actually getting quality. Almost all of it now is turned to more as far as the farm raised, which I've told you before. Farm-raised salmon, farm-raised tilapia and all this stuff. Blech. Don't put that stuff in your body. It's absolutely horrific for you. And the reason why, I'm going back to this article, the infant mortality rate, one of the reasons, because in my opinion, speculating on this, but I think it's pretty easy to put two and two together, why in the world suddenly we started seeing this massive uptick in 2022 with infant mortality. And they're expecting, from the articles I'm reading, the numbers come out for 2023, they're expecting the infant mortality rate to be even higher than 2022. Well, what did we have roll out in 2022 that got emergency authorization for young children? What would that be? Well, that's right. That was the experimental RNA gene therapy COVID shot. Now we have the RSV shot that they've now rolled out, and these kids are getting and getting unbelievably sick after they get this shot. This is how you keep a medical industrial complex fed. You start it from birth until death, and you keep them wrapped up in the drug market. You keep them wrapped up in the hospital market, and you continue to extract as much cash as you can while keeping them as sick as you can, because also, too, remember, it's a double-sided concept, because if you keep people sick, you also keep people subservient. You keep them much, much more docile. I mean, everybody knows. You've had the flu before. You're really sick. You're laid out on the couch. You're just sick as a dog. You don't want to do anything. You really don't. You don't have the energy to do anything. You're like, I want to sleep. I want to rest. I just want to feel better. Well, if you could keep the vast majority of Americans like that, and then when they actually do maybe feel a little bit better, then you keep them distracted. You give them the NFL gladiatorial games. You give them the reality TV shows for them to wrap themselves up in and live vicariously through these celebrities. Most of them are blithering idiots. couldn't think their way out of a wet paper bag in most cases when you listen to their interviews, but yet they're put up and thrust into celebrity status, and somehow people get this, oh my gosh, it's so-and-so. Dude, everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time in the morning. Nobody's anybody. It doesn't matter. It's everybody's their own self. Everybody's got to deal with their own stuff. Why is it that people do that? Well, it's because what the media does psychologically. They put people in positions of status so people follow them. They like them. They listen to them. And then they can use those individuals to do certain things. I remember I thought it was funny. Somebody sent me an article the other day, and it was talking about how The Rock, which I have no respect for whatsoever, he basically had a change of heart now. He did an interview, and he was talking about how now he essentially indirectly won't be endorsing Biden at all, period. And it was ironic. He didn't say specifically Biden. Said, I'm not going to basically be talking about anything with politics, because he about ruined his career when he got on his social media. You know, I'm an influencer. Everybody needs to listen to me, and I highly endorse Biden. Everybody needs to vote for Biden because Trump's bad. Trump bad. You need to vote for Biden. And now he's walking around and realizing that not only was Biden a bumbling buffoon, he's a complete embarrassment of the country. The guy obviously doesn't run or operate anything in the United States. He just says stupid stuff all the time. But again, he belongs. He really honestly needs help in a nursing home. It's kind of sad. Yet you got him on the podium representing the United States of America, and it's a complete embarrassment. Also, too, in other news, this is something as well that came out again. More and more articles, I've talked to you guys about this repeatedly, and more articles now keep coming out about ashwagandhas. I got some articles I got some emails last week from people that were asking about it, because I talked about it in the cortisol buster for stress. I also talked about it with the straight pure ashwagandha. They were asking me as far as what it helps out with relaxation, it helps out with energy and so forth, other things. And I also said one of the biggest things you can also stack ashwagandha with is the memory support. The memory support and the ashwagandha together is a really, really healthy stack, especially for people that may be getting older and having issues with dementia or Alzheimer's. Speaking of Alzheimer's and stuff, that's why I segued this in with Joe Biden. And so, again, this long and short-term memory, sustained attention and executive function, information processing speed, all those things are increased with ashwagandha usage, especially take it with the magnesium brain food, which is incredible. That's why, if you guys were wondering, that's why I always run in the morning here with some of the muscle blasts. So I'm going to go get a short workout in after the show. And the magnesium brain food really helps feed the brain. The memory support provides proper supplements and nutrients that really, really, really maintain healthy memory, I should put it that way. And then the ashwagandha has all types of other improvements on memory and cognitive function. So be sure to research those, because I know a lot of times people right now, especially with a lot of the compounds and drugs and everything that's been in the water, it's been in the system, it's been in the food, people are starting to have a lot of issues with memory. I talked to somebody about the other day, a customer came in, and they're getting a lot better. They've been taking the ultimate multiple in the COD. And they said, you know, that's one of the biggest issues they're running into was that their memory was getting really, really soft. And they were having short-term memory problems. I said, well, you got to give your body the right nutrients. You got to give it the right raw ingredients. And there's so many things on this earth that we've been blessed with, but God Almighty, to be able to use naturally for our own health. And that's the ironic part, where it's like, everybody makes fun of, they joke about it, people that are natural and want to use natural supplements. And it's funny because those same people, as they laugh and scoff at natural nutrition and natural medicine, the same people will go to the doctor and get multiple drugs repeatedly that are doing nothing but harming their body, giving them no positive effects out of it, and laughing at everyone else that wants to try natural and stays really healthy. It really boggles my mind sometimes how so many people are so brainwashed in those topics and areas. But again, that's what happens when you have psychological warfare and you continue to manipulate the masses and you control what they think. Also, too, in other news, this is another article as well that came up here that I was wanting to bring up. And it was talking about how – let me see here. Talking about how Israel may stage a false flag attack in America, Army Intel officer warns. Now, I had a lot of people that were sending me stuff over the weekend. What a whole incident with Iran and Iraq and all that. And it's ironic to me that we just – constantly blindly follow whatever any of the mainstream news outlets tell us. Whatever they say, it's gospel. Don't question it. Do whatever you're told to do. Never been like that. But one thing that's interesting, this Army intel officer brought this up, and I thought it was very interesting. This is why I tell people to be very aware and be very situationally aware for things that may be happening, especially in the month of April. April's always been one of the times, if you go back and look at historically, April's always had some very big events that have occurred in them. And he said that there's a high probability, this geopolitical analyst and former Army intelligence officer Scott Bennett spoke in an interview about the rapidly deteriorating situation in the Middle East that more than likely is going to lead to a false flag terror attack carried out by Israel against the U.S., which will cause more civil rights to be curtailed and will drag the United States into another drawn-out war. He said, we talked about this weeks ago. He said that the CIA, the FBI, and Mossad are more than likely going to do a terrorist attack inside the United States and blame it on Iran to drag us into a world war. That's been my speculation for a long time, and I think they're going to do that. And again, this is, again, him speculating. I'm not predicting or saying anything's going to happen. What I'm saying is be on your toes with some of this stuff right now, because there's some very strange things that are happening, and you can see the bankers need to drag us into another war. They really do, because they've got to cover up what's going on with the financial sector. The banks are insolvent right now. The liquidity crisis that we're running into is a serious problem. This whole commercial real estate aspect, I was reading more about it last night. It is way bigger than even people are starting to give it credit for. And it's funny, nobody's really talking about it in the markets. Everybody's kind of ignoring it. It's like that giant pink elephant in the room that's eating all the food at the party, and everybody's scared to tell the elephant to stop eating all the party. So everybody just kind of turns around and pretends the elephant isn't there. Don't worry about the big giant elephant in the room. Just ignore him. Nothing to see here. Don't talk about it. We're just going to pretend the commercial real estate crisis isn't happening right now, when a lot of these regional banks are going to go belly up when this thing starts to cascade. So again, this is the reason why you're seeing gold start to catch up very slowly. They're expecting gold to be at $2,800 to $3,000 an ounce by the end of the year. A lot of analysts are already saying that repeatedly. Silver hit almost $30 an ounce over the weekend, and that's before you buy spot value. I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day about it for the show, and he was talking about how the spot price on silver, you know, hitting 30, and then, but if you try to buy an ounce of silver, you know, the Silver Eagles, they, a lot of them have 6, 7, 8. I've seen all the way up to $10 an ounce premiums on these things right now. And again, the premiums dip down a little bit with what the price of spot is, because a lot of the markets, you know, these guys are, you know, fixed in a certain price, so they can maneuver it a little bit if they've got in cheaper. But again, this is what happens. This is why I've always said with the Eagles, you always have a base coinage. It's always something there that's stamped by the U.S. Mint and essentially is 1 ounce of silver, 1 ounce of gold. And there's other countries, too, that I've seen before that have decent ones on there. So I'm not giving you any financial advice. All I'm telling you is to make sure you're using wisdom with a lot of financial sectors right now, because there's some very, very strange things that have been happening behind the scenes. And again, they're not wanting anybody to be privy to them. They're kind of ignoring them, pretending they're not there. Go away. We're not going to talk about it. And then something's going to happen. Here's the ironic part. When it does happen, and you start seeing the bank failures, like where you had the Silicon Valley Bank, they're going to go, how did this happen? This caught us so by surprise. We never expected this to happen. How could this have possibly happened? And then they tell everybody that, and then everybody goes, oh, how could this have happened? Well, we need another bailout. We need another, you know, acquisition and mergers. All the banks need to just buy up the little banks, and it'll be great for everybody. And that way we can roll out more digital currency. Yeah, that's exactly where they're pushing it. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. The CDC-funded study that suggested the RSV vaccine would reduce severity of disease, their own data contradicts it. Again, the supplemental data showed deaths were higher in patients that were vaccinated with COVID-19 than unvaccinated individuals who had RSV. Meaning what they showed was the death rate for people that contracted RSV, the death rate was higher if they had been COVID or influenza vaccinated than if they had been unvaccinated, meaning the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, led to a higher mortality rate of those that got RSV. I tried explaining this to people when it was happening. Everybody was getting all spooked again about RSV and all the children are coming down with RSV. And yes, I understand RSV can be deadly for children if their immune system's compromised and they're not getting proper nutrients. But it was ironic because as soon as there was an RSV scare, oh, guess who came riding in over the hill on their big white horse? Oh, Big Pharma, we've got a solution. We already have an RSV vaccine that's in the pipeline. Ironically, while RSV is starting to take hold in the United States, another pandemic, everybody's getting RSV, we've got a vaccine that we've been working on for years now, and it's ready to go, and it's safe and effective. And yet, again, it was a complete and total lie. It's all they do is lie. The study published April 4th in JAMA found that during the 16 months preceding approval of the RSV vaccines, individuals with RSV experienced disease severity similar with higher severe disease rates and mortality rates when they had already been vaccinated against COVID-19 or influenza. And this is one of the reasons why this happened. We talked about it when it was happening. Is that the COVID shot, when you look at the antibodies, they do the blood work on people and they test them, the body would have a massive uptick as far as in white blood cells, and their immune system would have a huge uptick. The problem with it was then, within like 30 days after the shot, the body actually had a downregulation standpoint, meaning the immune system was so overloaded and so overworked, the immune system and its ability to fight off diseases was much lower in general a month after the shot than they were before they got the shot. And then by the time, I think the graph, I don't have it in front of me, these articles like a year old. By the time they got like 60 to 90 days after the shot, their immune system was like suppressed. It wasn't even functioning properly whatsoever, which led to higher disease rates. And if people caught something or contracted something like RSV, they had a much, much higher chance of getting very deathly ill, if not dying from it, because their bodies were so downregulated from the immune system. So again, this is another reason why I tell people, do your own research. One of my buddies, he's actually family, he's one of Lana's cousins. He was down, and he basically is a crew chief for C-135s and in the U.S. Air Force. And so we went to Sun and Fun over the weekend, which is really blast. I told you guys we were going to be there a bunch. It was really cool. Saw a bunch of people, saw some amazing equipment. They had the F-35s out there, which was a super cool plane. I love watching that thing fly around. And we got to climb in some of the equipment they had, and he took us in one of the 135s, and we got to see a few other planes that were there and climb up through them. What was interesting, though, is we talked about it, and I asked him, I was like, so did you end up having to get the shot? And he goes, yeah, I ended up getting it. You know, I got the first and second one, they required it. And I said, do you have any side effects from it? He's like, no, not yet. He's like, we'll see, though. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I do know a lot of people. He's like, that were with me in the Air Force that got the shot. They got unbelievably sick after they got the shot. He said, for weeks. And I said, didn't that seem odd to you that they had an experimental shot that suddenly the U.S. military forced everybody to get? He goes, literally almost everybody in the U.S. military was mad about it. He goes, even people that thought the shot might be okay, they were mad the fact that we were being told we had to get the shot, or we were being threatened, essentially be discharged dishonorably, court-martialed, all these threats if we didn't get the shot. And he goes, here's the ironic part. If the shot works so well, shot was so amazing, it was so safe and effective, why'd they have to force everybody to get it? I said, that's the million-dollar question. If it's amazing and it's great and it's fantastic and it's free and it's going to do all these great things for humanity and save everyone, you don't have to coerce people to get it. They're going to go out and get it on purpose because they want to get it, because they know it's the most effective thing they can do. When you have something that sucks and you have something that's dangerous and you have something that is not safe at all, you've got to literally coerce people through the barrel of a gun to force them to take it against their will, or else they're not going to take it. He goes, it's ironic. He goes, you had some of these, you know, Air Force PJs and guys, basically they were in SEALs. These guys are combat veterans. I mean, these guys are hard. These guys are unbelievably good gunfighters. You know, they're getting ready to deploy again, you know, something else in the sandbox. And they're being told, oh, by the way, before you deploy, you've got to get the COVID shot. They said, what, when we go to the sandbox where we plan on catching COVID out in the desert, you know, where some of these bad ISIS terrorists are going to contract us with COVID before they shoot at us. That's really the biggest concern we have right now before going over there is a COVID shot. And that's why there were so many of them that basically just dropped out. And then a lot of them basically, I was told, allegedly got, you know, the vaccine passports, you know, the CDC cards basically showed them, got stuff cleared on their record, showed that they had the shot and they didn't get the shot, and they went on with their way. We're not a lot. And again, I don't know who all did that, but I do know one thing is, again, like I said, if it's so safe and effective and it's so great, why do you have to coerce people through threatening them to get a shot? That's when OSHA came out. That's when I knew the gloves were coming off, is when you had the bumbling buffoon come in and say, okay, listen, guys, we're now going to have OSHA mandate these obscure 1980s laws that they are now going to regulate vaccine status in the workplace. And if you don't get a shot and we find out about it, we're going to have OSHA start fining you $50,000 per person in the office. Again, if it was so great and amazing, why'd you have to start fining people if they didn't get the shot? this is what happens in a rogue government. This is what happens with out-of-control tyranny. And this is why it is so important to ask questions and be aware and be educated on certain things. Similar to the situation that just occurred down here in Florida when I was talking about it, as far as with the girl that came out, as far as that guy that carjacked that girl. And I'm looking at it, and like I said earlier, it's crucial that you have these conversations with your family, that you have these conversations with your friends, with your kids, before they happen. You have the conversation of, hey, you know what? What do you think about this experimental shot? I could say probably hundreds of people call me and email me and ask me about that. And I said, this is my opinion. This is what's happening. It's an untested RNA gene therapy. It's probably not the best thing to get. If you really are curious about it, you already made it through a year of COVID. Why don't you wait and see what happens with the shot for a couple of years? And if you really decide it's something you really feel like you need to get, then get it. It's your choice. But don't do it because you're being pressured to do it. And that's the thing that I always remind people. Why are you making a certain decision or a certain choice, especially if it's a big choice? Are you doing it because you're being pressured? Are you doing it feel like it's the right thing to do? Are you doing it because you feel like it's the most effective thing to do, the best decision to make at the current time? Or are you doing it because somebody's trying to coerce you into doing it and they're telling you you have to do it because I told you to do it? That's the million-dollar question. And then if those same people that are telling you you have to do it are telling you you can't question why they're telling you to do it, my goodness, doesn't get any bigger red flag than that. That's why, again, I encourage everybody on this show, make sure you guys are doing the due diligence and the research. And that's why on this show here, we bring you guys these articles every single day. I bring you the health news every single day, bring you all these things that are going on. And I tell you, do what you need to do with it. Do your own research on it. Do what you feel like you need to do. Like last week, I was talking about the massive need for iodine and all the health benefits that it has. And I had somebody email me over the weekend when I was checking my emails, and they were saying, you know, it's funny. They said, I've gone to my doctor. They said, I've gone to my doctor, and I've had issues with their thyroid and other hormone imbalances. And they said, not one single time has my doctor tested my iodine or told me to take iodine, ever. And they've got all these different health problems and different drugs that they put them on and thyroid drugs they're putting them on. Listen, I told you before, like this one, the basic one, we have the potassium iodine with selenium. One of these a day can play a huge crucial role in your overall health. And yet, why is it the medical industrial complex refuses to discuss it or bring up the necessity for iodine in the body and why it's so important to maintain healthy thyroid functioning and how it works in conjunction with other organs and other hormone balance? Oh, no. You're having a problem. You need to go on T3, thyroxine. You need to go on, you know, pharmaceutical drug immediately because you're having a sluggish thyroid. Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in my body. Is there maybe a reason why my thyroid's sluggish? Is there possibly a scenario where I'm not getting proper nutrients that's causing an issue? Oh, no, 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 no. Whoa, 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 peasant. Why are you asking questions? You don't ask questions. I tell you what drugs to take, and you take them. No questions asked here, peasant. Take your drugs. Write your script. You go fill it. You go to the pharmacy. People go to the pharmacy. I need my drugs. Please give me my drugs because my doctor said to take my drugs. And they take them. They get sicker. Then they call me and they go, why do I feel like crap? I don't know. What are you taking? I'm taking this and this and this and this and this. I'm not going to tell you what to take and not to take. You need to talk to your doctor about that. But I am telling you this. How did you feel before you went on the drugs? Well, I felt okay. You know, maybe I was a little tired, or I felt a little this or that. You know, I feel like I was maybe, you know, a little adrenal fatigue. Maybe I wouldn't get enough B vitamins. Okay. Now, how do you feel now after you're currently taking all these drugs? Well, I feel horrible. I can't sleep. I'm lethargic. I'm losing muscle mass. I have no energy. My sex drive sucks, and I can't do hardly anything. And my memory is getting bad. Maybe do you think those drugs were possibly related to the side effects you're experiencing? Just throwing a softball out there at you. And they go, really? You think that's the case? Just throwing it out there, bud. Do your own research. Maybe look at the side effects on the side of the box of the drugs you're taking. You know what? All those symptoms that I'm exhibiting are on the side of the box of the drug I'm taking. Gosh, imagine that, dude. I don't know how to explain it to you any more clear cut. And so that's why I tell you guys, if you need anything, give us a call at Health Masters. We're here to talk to you guys. We answer our emails the best we possibly can. I do get backed up sometimes, so I'm constantly trying to keep up with them. And so again, doing the best I can to help everybody out and give you guys the information. I charge nothing for these shows. We charge nothing for these articles. I put so much time and energy. Please utilize them. I'm not doing this for fun. I'm doing this to get the information, the truth out there every single day so people have the ability to make their own educated decision. Utilize the tools at hand, especially stuff that we give you guys. I have the articles that basically we post every single day. We have them right there, daily news articles on the front page. I've got a whole new website that's going to be starting to roll out this week. They're going to be starting to do tests on. I'm going to have some customers test it. It's basically a whole new platform, super advanced, super easy to use, all new tech style for all my guys that want all the tech stuff they've been asking for with auto ship and the point systems and rewards and all this stuff. Super cool stuff. Been working on it constantly. Now it's about to roll out pretty soon. But, however, I'm still keeping Classic Health Masters there for everybody that wants it. I've told you guys that. So be sure if you guys need anything as well, also follow us at team_HealthMasters on Instagram. That's a platform. I know I don't like Instagram and a lot of these platforms, but, again, it's important to have them because social media does give you the ability. Granted, there's a lot of bad things on it, but it also gives you the ability to connect with people, and that's why I'm kind of trying to expand the community so customers can contact other customers. They may see on there in comments, say, hey, listen, you try this, you try this. What do you like about this? What about this? Oh, I'm in this area. We're going to have a Patriot meeting here. The thing about it is community organizing and getting involved with people and being able to can interact with one another and put ideas out there and talk to one another. It is crucial. And it's turning into like a relic, I guess you could say. Like people actually talking and communicating, people having a conversation. Ugh, I don't want to do that. Just send my phone. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to involve anybody. I don't have a conversation with anybody. Leave me alone. Well, that's because people are starting to get so antisocial and they're getting so absorbed in their dopamine triggers from their phones all day. They don't want to actually have to have a conversation with anybody. They'd rather just do everything digital. That's a strange world. It's going to have its own side effects. That's one of the reasons why I tell kids all the time, tell my kids especially, and I tell other people that have kids, make sure your kids are getting actual interaction with no tech time. No tech time. Let them go run outside. Let them go break things. Let them go climbing trees. Let them get scratched up some. That's how they learn. Children are designed to be outside. They're designed to learn things. One of the reasons why I think so many children, and this is, again, my psychological opinion, one of the reasons why you're seeing kids become so depressed now and having so many health problems and also having so many psychological issues and mental problems, especially when it comes to this transgender aspect, is they have this void. Not just from Jesus in that aspect, but they have this void that's not being filled because they're constantly being triggered with dopamine with these iPads, and they're not actually going outside and completing a task. They're not getting that natural reward system where they go out there and they help build a fort or go build a dirt bike ramp or go dig a hole for no reason at all. I don't even know why. I like digging holes in tunnels when I was younger. You got to be really careful. Don't cave it in Florida. But again, I'm not advocating to dig tunnels. But I'm saying is there's certain things you do as a kid. And when you do them and you complete them and you're excited, it's an idea. You know, oh, we're going to build a giant dirt bike ramp and a bicycle ramp. We're going to jump off in the retention pond. Little dangerous, little sketchy. I've broken some bones when I was younger, not going to lie. But you do it, and it's a task that you want to do. It's an idea as a child. It's a concept in your brain. You think about it. It starts in your brain. You use your hands and your body, and you complete the task. You form it out of nothing, and you make it, and you go, I built this. I built this tree fort, or I built this ramp, or I dug this hole, and you're excited, and you've accomplished something. That is something that children crave, and they have to have it in order to develop psychologically properly. If they don't have it, and they never have that actual reward scenario where they accomplish something, they have this constant draw to get it from somewhere else, and then they start going into the heavy into the video games and the iPads and the digital world at a younger age. And again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the digital world and using it for tools in school and video games for a tool, not a crutch. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is make sure it's not the primary focus of your kids. I talked to a buddy of mine the other day, and he's got his kids in a private school. I didn't realize this. Like, they're first grade. Everything they do is on iPads. They don't touch paper anymore. They're having to teach them how to write on the iPads with these, you know, with the little digital pens. And I thought to myself, wow, what I mean is a lost art putting pen to paper? Is that, I mean, that going to be something that's gone? Excuse me. I mean, where's that going to go? He said they have their iPads. At the end of the day, they plug them in their cubbies. They pull them out, and they literally are on them all day for school. I thought, how sad. And people go, oh, well, it makes it easier for curriculums, and it makes it easier instead of having to carry books. No, 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 no. Got that twisted. It makes it easier to control the narrative with digital book burning, and you can put whatever information you want on those iPads. You can control the information at any and all times. You don't have to rewrite the books. You don't have to have a fourth and fifth edition. You don't have to go out of your way to manipulate it. You can simply put whatever you want on that digital world, and the children will read it, and you can manipulate their minds so much simpler in a digital platform. That's why they do it, and they want to brain and train them to stay logged into those digital devices from birth until death to continue to generate more data, more information, more money, and more control. That is why they have done it. That is exactly why they're pushing this agenda, and that's exactly why you have first graders with iPads. I can tell you right now, with the homeschool co-op platform we have, my kids have not even used an iPad at one single point in time at all for their school. Now, I have a system that I've used before, and we can learn things and read things and look stuff up if we need to with an iPad. That is it. Everything they do is still pen to paper, pencil to paper, and I will maintain that, because here's the thing. The digital world, it's here to stay now. It ain't going anywhere. If you want to teach them in the tech world how to do this or do that, and they want to get into that industry later on, it's there. I promise you. They'll figure it out. But the thing that's being lost is the ability to actually do true hard tasks. I mean, my son's 8 years old, and he can read a wall clock, not a digital one, a real wall clock. He came in the other day. He's like, Dad, what time is it? I said, look at it, think about it, analyze it. I said, what's that handout? He said, that's at 9. He's other than down. He was at like 30. And I said, what time is it? He's like, 9:30. I said, bingo. Dude, I know 17, 8-year-olds can't read a wall clock. That's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That's why everybody wants iWatches now. The younger generation has no interest in luxury watches anymore. I was reading about that the other day. They don't even care. They want their little fancy iWatches all the time so they can constantly track everything they're doing. They can stay on their phone all day without ever picking up their phone. Guys, if that's what you want to do, that's your choice. But, man, when it comes to the kids, be very cautious on giving these kids this digital platform so early of an age. And if they do have it, make sure there's some restrictions on it. They don't have unfettered access to the worldwide web of perversion that's out there right now, because there's a lot of stuff, and a lot of these child traffickers, are using and exploiting these sites to get and draw these kids in and talking to them. This is very prevalent. You guys know it. I know it. Talk to law enforcement about it repeatedly. It is a serious problem right now. And again, it's completely ignored by the mainstream media, with child trafficking that is an all-time high right now in the United States due to social media platforms, and nobody wants to address it. Why is it that there's not been a single person that was on Epstein's island and Epstein's log and the Epstein data and all the information that they know about him and all the people that are involved in him? Why has not a single one of them even been investigated? But you have 60-year-old mom in Wisconsin that gets an FBI raid at 5 a.m. and they kick her front door in to extradite her back to D.C. to hold her trial for trespassing on Capitol grounds 3 years ago. Why? Because this is what happens when you have a rogue government. They don't prosecute their own. That's why, if it is to be, it's up to us. Keep getting the information out there. Keep staying strong and healthy. That's one of the most effective things you can do to fight back, is stay healthy, period. I tell people that all the time. You want to push back? You want to do one of the most effective things, one of the most effective strategies against the banker boys? Get healthy, get sharp, get smart, get educated. One thing about the world of being in fitness and staying strong and healthy is it has numerous amount of benefits to it, and yet it continues to make you better, continues to give you more discipline. It continues to help you push forward through so many other areas in your life. So that's why, again, your health is up to you. Your children's health is up to you. Don't hand it off to the doctors. We already saw how that worked during COVID. It wasn't very effective and safe for anybody what they were doing with remdesivir, and continued to get worse and worse and worse. So, again, be sure to get the truth out there. And also, too, I saw an article here earlier, and it was going into detail about how the World Economic Forum is wanting to push all these rules by 2030 now to make it essentially illegal to eat meat. You're gonna have to get, they want you to get like a tax stamp to be able to buy meat. You have to buy credits to buy meat. And I just sat there and laughed, and I said, nah, how about we all just don't participate? Look what they've been trying to do with the EV market and forcing upon everybody. The EV market is in a meltdown right now. It's an epic failure. You got Ford dealers that are refusing to take allocations for Lightnings right now. They do not want them. They're on the lot having to stay constantly charged. The dealers will not touch them anymore. They're dumping them at record prices when nobody's still buying them right now. The EV market was, again, why is it if the EVs are so good, if they're so great, grand, wonderful, why is it that you're trying to force everybody to buy them and drive them? always ask yourself that question. Somebody's trying to force you to do something. What is their overall agenda? What is their overall point in doing it? And why in the world are you going to listen to anything they have to say when somebody's trying to force you to do something against your will? The concept eludes me on most of it. Also, too, guys, be sure to check out the website. I got a special going up on there right now on the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit. That's a very, very clean, effective stack. It's very simplistic. Energize, control up, control and amp up your body with the raw nutrients it needs. Also, too, the Spike Protein Survival Kit. Got a lot of people asking me questions about that with the natokinase, the vitamin E, and the N-acetylcysteine. Yes, you do need to be cautious. I just my email about this. If they're on blood thinners, of taking that stack, yes, because this product will help thin your blood naturally. It will help your blood pressure naturally. But also, too, if you're on blood thinners, it can have interactions with that. So be aware, understand that, and like I said, discuss with your doctor as far as with drugs. But I've seen so many people now not even have to run blood pressure medication or have any issues with circulatory issues at all when they start on the Spike Protein Survival Kit that's on sale. So be sure to do your research on that. Read up on it. Ask us any questions you got. Call us if you need anything at healthmasters.com. And also take advantage of the thyroid support formula on sale for over 12% off right now. And vote for what you want to see win on Wednesday. Because that's one thing I love about Product of the Week. I got the idea years ago. Somebody was asking me about it, what it was about. And I said, well, I got this idea years ago. If you guys remember, I've done this for years, is I like to see what everybody likes. I like to get feedback from my customers. I love feedback from my customers. That's why I love getting the emails. I love getting the comments on Instagram. I love hearing about positive stories because, honestly, it helps motivate me. I mean, I'm pretty geared up all the time, constantly pushing forward, trying to go forward, trying to grow, trying to do things and expand stuff and get people healthy. But it feels good knowing sometimes that people are getting positive results or they're getting healthier, they're getting stronger, they're getting in shape because I know that that means they're doing better. And when my friends and family are doing better, it makes me feel better. So again, thank you for that support, my friends. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the comments and follows on Instagram at @team_healthmasters. And get ready for this new website that's going to be rolling out here over the next week. I'll give you guys a heads up when it's actually rolling. So you guys can go on there, check it out, browse it, test it. And I will ask for a lot of y'all's feedback on it because, quite frankly, the website's for y'all. I'm on the back end of it. I already know what's going on all the time. So I want you guys to have an easier, cleaner experience with the new site if that's what you want to do. But again, I'll have the classic Health Masters there still for you guys if you need anything at all. So be sure, my friends, stay strong and healthy. Call us if you need anything. Healthmasters.com, 1-800-726-1834. And make sure, put me on the center camera, Rich. If you guys need anything, email us. And also, too, call us. We're over here anytime, Monday through Friday. Call us up. Stop by the office. I tell people that all the time. Stop by. Say hi. We're always here. Well, I'm not always there. We're in and out a lot. But we always got staff there if you need anything. So stay strong. Stay healthy. Stack up on the thyroid support if you need it. On sale for over 12% off. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome evening. And I'll be back on this show tomorrow, as always, to bring you guys more updated news and health research. Have a fantastic evening, my friends. You guys have a good evening.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.